Let's see. Sif Seichen for Pesach, Hakadama Gimel, Al Bior Chametz. Okay, as he always does, he tries to show how every move that a Jew makes is built on some type of kavana. And again, these are not, on the one hand, he's saying things that are rooted completely in Kabbalah, but it's also just kedai for a Jew to know that the body movements of a Jew, the motions of a Jew, right? There are kavanas that a person can have. And again, there's layers to these kavanas also. So if you don't understand, if we don't understand every layer to, you know, to some of the terms that he's using, it's still kedai for us to realize that what you see in halacha of how to do bedikas chametz is reflecting a higher spiritual reality. So let's see. Oral arba asar b'chodesh nisan b'skariv zaman tseisenu b'mitzrayim. So or, right? It's the opening word of Maseches Pesachim. Oral arba asar, on the night of Erev Pesach, the night preceding the Seder, in the month of Nisan, as we draw close to leaving Mitzrayim, Shahotzi Osanu Hashem Yisbarach Min HaKochos HaRav HaSitra Achra. And of course, getting out of Mitzrayim means getting out of any type of negative spiritual environment. Nitztavinu Livdok Ulevar Es HaChametz. We need to check and to destroy all of our chametz. Harome is al Yetzahara, v'kochos ha-sitra achra. Chametz is the best mashal we have for the Yetzahara. Levaro mi-batenu v'rishusenu, to remove it from our homes and from our dwelling places, our environments, wherever we're found. Ulevatel tokfo v'kocho, and to negate its energy and its strength. If you look in the right-hand column, he quotes from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He says, "Bebir chametz osin beiz pu'ulos b'maisa uv'machshava." Like every mitzvah, we try to do it both in terms of thought and in terms of action. Sometimes it's thought, speech, and action. I guess you have that here also. But primarily we're focused on the fact that there's a kavana, and this is a good way to start such a piece. There's an action that we're doing, and there's a kavana that accompanies it. So again, for example, he quotes from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Kedoshim, Kasav Nirali, Didine Pesach Kol El Beis Inyanam. Pesach in general has, like all mitzvos, but Pesach in general, has two aspects to it. Kamo b'chol ha-mitzvos, u'v'chlalan mitzvos tefila, sheyesh bo guf u'neshama. And amongst the many mitzvos of Pesach, davening, and again, there's a lot to say, you can connect davening in a strong way to every Yom Tov. You could say Purim's all about davening, you could say Yom Kippur's all about davening, you could say Pesach's all about davening. Shavuos is maybe a harder one to do, but you can always... You know, tefillah is something that goes to the root of what it means to be an Adam, what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be a human being. So tefillah is always at the root of many things. So he says, Pesach has, like all mitzvos, has two aspects to it, and included in Pesach, of course, is davening. But again, I'm emphasizing, davening happens to play a strong role in Pesach, right? Kol amar b'lesaper reza meshubach, it's a time of holy speech. And just like davening, yesh bo guf u'neshama, just like davening has a guf and a neshama aspect to it, the same thing is true with all mitzvos. Umargal b'puma de'inche, as people say, tefila below kavana ka guf below neshama. A davening without any mindfulness is like a body without a soul. Kach yesh b'mitzvos bir chametz guf u'neshama. So when it comes to destroying chametz, there's a guf and there's a neshama. What does that mean? Dehainu ha-maisa im ha-kavana ha-shayech l'bir chametz. There's the physical action of getting rid of chametz. And then there's the kavana, by getting rid of this chametz, what I'm really trying to get rid of is all of the negativity in my life. And I want to rinse away, I want to destroy and remove any of the yetzahara that's found within myself. He says in the parentheses, "V'ha'galas kelim hu tshuvas ha'mishkol, kefi tashmishon b'chimum ha'yetzahara, kach hechshiru b'chamen. V'shar protei dinam aniskarim v'sifrayim al derech zeh." What's he talking about? He says, and to what degree does a person have to get rid of the yetzahara in his life? So the tshuvas ha'mishkol, meaning the way that we assess, is based on ha'galas kelim. What's he talking about? We have a rule by ha'galas kelim, Kabolo kach polto. The way that a kli absorbs something, the way that a utensil or vessel absorbs something is the way to get it out. So if it's an item that's used just for cold things, so it's enough to just rinse it off with cold water. If it's used, right, over a fire, so then you have to use fire to kasher it, to cleanse it. So the Kashrut Tzur Magid, the Avodas Yisrael, he writes that that's a lesson also in Avodas Hashem. Right? If you did Averos because of a certain coldness, so we have to respond to cold with a holy coldness. And if you were heated to do an Averos, you have to respond with the heating of the body for the performance of mitzvahs. So again, he's just saying that the way to get rid of your Yetzirah, you have to identify what that Yetzirah is. Right? There's chametz, there's sa'or, there's different manifestations of chametz, and you have to try to be mevatli. But again, it's a combination of maisa and machshava. So he says, v'zesha amru, and that's what it means when the Gemara says, m'sachim, shawalin v'darshin. He says, shawalin, ratzalomar, dine chametz b'maisa. Shawalin means ask the halachos, right? Am I allowed to keep this product? Am I not allowed to keep this product? Right? Do I have to sell the Play-Doh? Do I have to get rid of the Play-Doh? Is glue chametz? Is... You know, our paper plates need to be kosher le Pesach, right? Kitnios, not kitnios. A million questions a person has to ask. So Shoalin is asking Dine Chametz Lamaisa. And then Darshan, I have to Darshan the Chametz also. I have to try to learn a lesson from the Chametz, right? Not just the Halacha Lamaisa, but also to Darshan. Hu Dine Musar Hashayach Lamaisa Biur Sheyidrosh HaChacham. That I also, the same way I have to have a Rebbe to teach me what's Mutter and what's Asar, I need a Rebbe to help me to make a Cheshbon over the Chametz. To understand what's the lesson of the chametz, she have a mitzvah to be your chametz v'hechsher kelim v'inoch she'elhem guf and neshama, to make sure that I have all the components. I'm not just getting rid of the chametz, but not working on myself. I want to get rid of the chametz, and I also want to work on myself. Chametz, of course, he says, merames to the yetzer hara. He says in Os Beis, chametz romes al yetzer hara, muskam b'fi haposkim, de'ein tam acher al iser chametz b'mashu. The reason, the only explanation we can give for why chametz is so stringent that even a mashu, the smallest bit of chametz, is not batel. And that's how we pass in halacha lemaisa. The only way to justify such a halacha is to say that the chametz alludes to the yetzirah. And to have even a little bit of yetzirah in my life is very destructive. U'kumosha karu chazal, this chazal to refer to the yetzirah as sa'or. We know there's an isr chametz and an isr sa'or. So Chazal referred to the Yetzihara as Sa'or. Where do Chazal refer to the Yetzihara as Sa'or? Ba'amram, when Chazal say, Umi ma'akev Sa'or Shabi'isa. I think it's actually Brachos Yud Zayin. Mi ma'akev Sa'or Shabi'isa. What stops me from being a good Jew? Sa'or Shabi'isa, the leaven in the dough. What's that a reference to? So Rashi says there in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, it's a reference to the Yetzihara in our hearts. Right? This, the Chazal used as a mushal for Yetzihara, Sa'or. That's the mashal that they use. Okay, Sa'or is spelled in the Torah without a vav. It's spelled Sin Aleph Resh, which is 501, which is a lot of interesting things that have to do with Pesach. It's a lot of interesting things that have to do with 501. So, for example, the Makos, right? The Makos, Dam, Sardei, Akinim, we know at one point in the Seder we refer to them by Rabbi Yehuda's mnemonic. Rabbi Yehuda Osebhem Simonim. Tetzach, Adash, Ba'achav. So Tetzach, Adash, Ba'achav is what your 501. So there's a couple other 501s that have to do with. But Sa'or, Sin, Aleph, Resh, is Gematria 501, and that's how it's spelled. So I was thinking, what's the Gematria of Sa'or Shabi'isa? Let's spell it without a vav, because that's how it's spelled in the Torah. Isa in the Torah is spelled with a yud, right? Like we have by Chala, Reishis Ariso Sechem. It's spelled with a yud. So how much is Sa'or Shebi Isa? So Sa'or Shebi Isa is 948, which is really the same gematria as chametz, if you think about it, right? Because chametz with the tzadi sofit is 900. So chametz and Sa'or, they're partners. So right, the Sa'or Shebi Isa is gematria chametz. Because again, the Sa'or Shabi'isa means the leavening agent in the dough. That's what makes chametz. Sa'or is not chametz on itself. What? So,
number
948. Sa'or means the Sa'or is something that has the ability to be machmet something else. Right? It causes chametz. So if you take Sa'or and you put it into the Be'isa, into the dough, that'll cause the dough to rise. So Sa'or Shabi'isa is gematria chametz. Again, with the tzadi sofit is 900. So ches mem tzadi sofit is 948. The Sa'or Shabi'isa is 940. Okay, so fine, just the Rem is Ba'alma. So then he says, he quotes the Tshuva of the Radbaz. I'm not going to read it inside, But again, this is the famous tshuva that says that even in halacha, we view the chametz as a yetzer hara. Right? The Rabbah says, I cannot figure out, halacha lamaisa, why are we so stringent about chametz? It's not batal berov, it's not batal b'shishim, it's not batal in 100, it's not batal in 1,000, it's not batal. It's simply not batal. Even a mashu of chametz is not negated. Why is that so? So he says, it has to be, that the only way to explain halacha is to say that it's meramis to the Yetzirah. The Chidah says the Yetzirah has 7 names in the Gemara and Sukkah. And so too, there are 7 stringencies that we have when it comes to chametz. He quotes the Chidah here on the page, you see on the left-hand column, he quotes the Chidah in the Haggadah Simchas HaRegel, and he says the Chidah just mentions this Radbaz, that the way to explain why chametz is so stringent is because of its comparison to the Yetzirah, but he doesn't go further. Over there in the Chidah, he actually says there are 7 stringencies by chametz, corresponding to the 7 names that the Yetzirah is given in the Gemara in Sukkah in the 5th parak. Okay, let's turn the page. Vahatam shechametz romes al Yetzirah. Why does chametz allude to the Yetzirah? I mean, what is it about the nature of chametz that makes it Yetzirah like? The very nature of something that's machmitz is that it's haughty, it rises up, it's magbia as atzmo, it lifts itself up. It tries to become something independent of its creator. Right? It's a nice mashal, it's a nice way to say it. You leave the dough alone, when the baker is working with it, so he's molding it, he's telling it, he's defining it, he's giving it a shape and a form. When it starts to rise on its own, whoa, what do you think, you have a mind of your own? So that's the Yetzer Hara that causes us to believe we can do anything outside of Hashem's jurisdiction, outside of Hashem's guidance. So when the chametz is magbias atzmo, yoser mimasha asoha osek belisha, when it becomes more than its creator has made it into, kein hu koach Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara does the exact same thing. It's magbia as das ha'adam lomar. Inflates a person's ego that he should want to say, "Koichi va'otzim yadi asali asachayel hazeh." He starts to think, "I'm the one who is responsible for the success of my hands." It's Esav, mamash Esav, yadayim yidei Esav. It's bechlal not the world of a Jew. Right? The world of a Jew is what we do at the Seder: hakol kol Yaakov, kolamar blesaper, sicha, conversation, kalachas tefila. The fact that a person thinks that his efforts, his hands, his handiwork is his own effort, is his own success, that's a total perversion. V'sover shebekoch atzmo higia lamatzav madrega shomid ba. He thinks, yeah, I'm a self-made man. I reached this level in my life because of my efforts. And he says that's true, hein begashmi, hein beruchani. It's true for gashmias and it's true for ruchnias. You have to be thankful for anything that we have in the physical world or in the spiritual world. Just look at one more footnote for a second before we turn the page. He says in the right-hand column on page Lamed Vav, the third paragraph, I guess, Levayer. Right? It says, Levayer rak hachametz shalo v'lo shalacherim. A person should try to destroy... Yeah, you guys, you see it? Levayer rak hachametz shalo v'lo shalacherim. Sometimes we get very busy with other people's chametz. What does it mean to get busy with other people's chametz? Ach nachot ma'od leida mashakasav v'avodas Yisrael. The Kajan Sir Magid writes, Yesh b'nei Adam she'ina mashgichan amaaseihem, rak amaisim shal b'nei Adam achirim. Sometimes we're very busy recognizing all of other people's. So therefore, what's the halacha when it comes to chametz? Again, this is what it means to be darshan. Bolin v'darshan, we have to darshan the chametz. Right? So what's the halacha by chametz? The halacha is, v'lezeh mazir atana, makum she'in machnisin bo chametz, ein tzarich b'dika. Yeah, first Mishnah Maseches Sachem. A place where no chametz is brought does not require checking. So what does that mean? It says the Kashas Magid Klomar, She'ein la'asosach she'ashgiach al-maseyim shalachirim. A place where you don't bring your chametz is not your place to check. Meaning, deal with your Yetzirah. You don't have to be busy with other people's Yetziraras. Rak she'etakin ve'ashgiach al-masey atzmo. Very easy to conquer someone else's Yetzirah. So this comment of the Kashas Sir Magid goes very well with another Kashas Sir Magid. He writes in Pirkei Avos, in the 4th parak on the Mishnah, it's in the Avodas Yisrael, the same sefer, in his writings on Pirkei Avos. He says on the Mishnah, Ezehu Gibur HaKovesh as Yitzro. He says, Yitzro Daika. Right? Who is the one who is strong, the one who conquers his Yitzro Hara? Yitzro Hara means Yitzro, his Yitzro Hara, his own Yitzro Hara. It's very easy to walk around saying why you wouldn't succumb to someone else's Yitzro Hara. That's why that's not your Yitzro Hara. Right? A truly strong person is not so busy fixing everyone else's problems, but looks inward and fixes his own problems. Okay, so those two ideas go very nicely together. Again, the halacha of chametz, makom shemach nisim bo chametz ein tzarech bedika, and ezu gibra kovesh is yitzro. And again, that's what chametz is, your yitzhara. It's the victory over your yitzhara. Okay, good. It brings a lot of sources that say that chametz is gaiva. Okay, but let's turn the page. V'kodem habedika yitol yadav. By the way, I want to just point out one other thing. It's a really important point. It says that, what's the first mission in Pesachim? Or la'ar ba'asar, bodkin es, hachametz la'or haner. Yeah? So the tzaddikim say, what does it mean, bodkin es hachametz? You're checking for chametz, you're not checking the chametz. What do you mean, bodkin es hachametz? Check out the chametz. Goes well with this nakuda. Bodkin es hachametz, check the chametz. So you could say, yeah, some products you have to check to see if it's chametz, you know? You have, you have a certain condiment in your refrigerator, so some people don't sell chametz. They get rid of all the real chametz, so they say, oh, this has soy sauce in it. Oh, soy sauce is made out of wheat. Oh, okay, so that's bodkin es hachametz. You know, you're checking to see, check the ingredients, make sure your products are kosher l'pesach. Make sure, okay, you can say something like that. But the Bali Musar explained, bodkin es hachametz means when you find your chametz, check it out. Try to understand where it came from. Bodkin es hachametz, check out the chametz. How did this chametz come to be? When did this problem, what's the root of this problem? Where did it come from? How did this come to be? Check out the chametz, l'or haner. Take the light of a ner, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Take the light of the Torah and say, which area of halacha, which pasuk in chumash do I not care about that I allowed this to become part of my life? So it's not just throw it out. If I throw it out, I don't learn enough from it. If I study the chametz and I'm checking out the chametz, then I can actually learn from it and hopefully not fall back into that chametz. Okay, it's a very worthwhile point from the Bali Musar. Okay, v'kodem habedika yitol yada. Before the bedika, a person should wash his hands. Now, if this sounds like a strictly Kabbalistic idea, it does make it into the mainstream poskim. Open up a Mishnah Berurah, you'll see it right there in the Be'er Heitiv. He says in footnote Hey. In the left column, Litol Yadav Kodem Bedika, Kain Kasa B'Magin Avram, B'Shem Maharil Ubach. Litol Hayadayim Kodem Bedika. A person should wash his hands before Bedika's chametz. U'v'Shulchan Aruch Harav Balatanya. The Balatanya says, well, we have to think about this for a second. Yesh Mehamedaktakim Litol Yadayim Kodem Bedika. Some people wash their hands before Bedika's chametz. And even though washing hands when it's unnecessary looks haughty, which is the opposite of what we're trying to achieve by getting rid of chametz, which is gaiva, since bedikas chametz is purifying our homes for the regel, right? So there is an element of tahara that's involved by the removing of the chametz. So therefore, doing a tahara of sort, washing hands, in this context is not a problem. Im kein mitzvah chashuvahi, v'ru'uya lios minikios. Right? It's a mitzvah that, the very essence of the mitzvah is cleansing, physically and spiritually. So it's appropriate that it should be accompanied by a netilas yadayim. Obviously you're not going to make a bracha on that netilas yadayim, but that is the practice, to wash one's hands before bedikas chametz. And then he quotes a kafachayim, kasa b'shem achronim, and if a person can go to the mikvah on the day of bedikas chametz, all the better. But again, it fits thematically with the tara that we're trying to achieve. So it's not there's no chashash of it being gaivadik. But I think it also fits very beautifully with what we're trying to explain. Meaning, we just said a second ago, the whole point of chametz, he's going to sort of say this, but the whole point of getting rid of chametz is to what? Again, I want to get out of the world of kochi v'otzim yodi asaliya sachayel. I want to get out of the world of thinking that my efforts are what's responsible for my success. Right? And I want to enter into a world of matzah, which is a world of emunah. So washing the hands, again, the hands are very dangerous. Yadayim yaday Esav. Cleansing the hands is dafka, an expression of this idea. Right? The two yadayim are the koach of a person. That's why the Sfarim say that there are 14 joints in each hand. Think about it for a second. Yeah, the thumb has two joints. Each of the other fingers have one, right? One, two, three. So this is 12, 13, 14. All right, that's why it's called a yad. Yad is going to 14. If I have yad plus yad, so now I have 28, which is Evkoch. Evkoch. How many letters are in the first pasuk of Chumash? 28 letters. That's a way of saying, the Torah says, no, I'm the Koach. Hashem says, I'm the Koach. When a Jew says, Amen, Yehei Yishmei Rabba, and the Gemara says, you should say it what? Bekol Kocho. There are 28 letters in Amen, Yehei Yishmei Rabba. Right? Reminding ourselves, where does the Koach really come from? Where does the power, where does the strength, where does my success come from? So the Netilas Yadayim, as a way of throwing off, speak, rinsing away the kochi v'otzim yodi, asali yisachayel hazeh. Maybe you can even say that when we put out the matzah and the Pesach matzah, the yigadat levincha, you tell your children, what? Ba'avur zeh, asa Hashem li. Right? It's because of this, it's because of mitzvahs. Meaning maybe that zeh is connected to this zeh. Kochi v'otzim yodi, right? Like, look at all this zeh. That means the things I've acquired. So we say at the Seder, no, bavur zeh, it's because of mitzvahs. Anything I have is because of my mitzvahs. Any strength that I have is from the Rabbona Shalom. It's bavur zeh, it's because of the matzah. Matzah is the food of Amunah. So again, so it's very appropriate for a person to cleanse oneself, to wash one's hands before bedikas chametz. It's practical also, just make sure there's no, chametz on your hands. But on a spiritual level, it's a very lofty thing. Okay, let's go back to the main text. Yeah, so again, so the kodem ha-bedika yitol yadav. So before the bedika, a person should wash his hands. V'nachon lahagbia yadav, zo keneged zo, baharamas hayamin al ha-smol. A person should lift up his hands. This is true in general when a person washes. You're supposed to lift your hands. And you're supposed to raise your right hand over your left hand. Tzad ha-chesed over the tzad ha-din. Lahoros to indicate shachamesh etzbo is yad yamino, that the five fingers of my right hand haromes al koach hachesed yisalu v'yisgaru al yad hasmol ayad smolo, that should be elevated above the left hand, which is the hand of din, haromes al chametz, which is the etzahara. Right. So again, I'm washing the left. You tell me the left hand is merames to the etzahara is chametz. I'm not washing it, I'm destroying it. But maybe, again, that's that same idea. Bod kines ha-chametz. I want to cleanse the chametz. I don't want to just find it and destroy it. I want to learn something from it. I want to cleanse it so that next time, whatever energy was being misdirected and turned into a hot aveira, I'll turn it into a passionate mitzvah. Okay? V'acher kach yuchal legeshes l'chapis acher ha-chametz. And now that my hands are washed, now I can begin the process of seeking out the chametz. Okay? Turn the page. And when a person now comes to make the bracha of al biur chametz, which is the bracha that we make, not bedikas chametz, biur chametz, yitin gam kein daito al chametz haruchani. A person has to think, what is my spiritual chametz that I'm trying to get rid of? Lahaher b'tshuva, with a fashvesh b'maisav, contemplate his ways. Val yedeza yizke sheyushpa alav milamala chachma bina vadas. And then I'll have the state of mind to get rid of the chametz of my soul. Look at footnote 7, the right-hand column, Zion. Lasa sachana b'tshuva. Kodem ha-bedika tzarech lizbonin b'maisav. Before a person does bedikas chametz, I need to think about myself. Like Rav Weinberger always quotes, who does he quote from? Which Rebbe opened up his shirt, told his gabbai, Radishitzer. The Radishitzer told his heel, so at the end of his Bedikas Chametz, he told his Gaba, you hold the candle, and he would open up his shirt, and he'd say, check my heart. And he'd say, I'm not checking the Rebbe's heart for Chametz. He said, no, check my heart, I want you to look. I want to make sure there's no Chametz inside of me either. It's a serious thing. So the Avodas Yisrael says, again, a quote from the Kajan Tzer Magid, Tzarech lechabed chadarav kodem abedika. It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. It's Kabbalah. The Holy Sefer has a whole, over by Shabbos HaGadol, he has a whole list of halachos which he like learns a lesson from. So we've already seen a couple of them, right? One is Makom Shein Machnisim Bo Chametz Ein Sarech Bedika. Don't check someone else's chametz. Check your own chametz. Right? I told you the Vodis Yisrael is also the one who says, by Hagolas Kalim, if you did a hot aveira, you need to do a hot tshuva. If you did a cold aveira, maybe a colder tshuva. And now another halacha. Before Bedikas Chametz, you're supposed to what? Clean up the rooms. You don't clean the whole house for Pesach at Bedikas Chametz. Right? A person should sweep the room before the Bedika. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Taf Lamed Gimel. What does it hint to? It means before you start the actual search, think about and straighten up a little bit in terms of your chashmon nefesh. Nira haremez shekol adam tzarech lifnos machshav to biyud gimel nisan. Right, well, it's still the 13th by day before it comes to the 14th at night. Lasos hachano biyud gimel kadei sheyuchol livdok b'layla. Prepare yourself so you can check at night in a meaningful way. Why? Because if a person doesn't prepare his mind, mikodem kashiyurtza livdok pepesa pison, he just suddenly starts bedikas chametz. Lo yira ba'atzmo shum chametz, he won't find the chametz inside of himself. Ve'yomer tzadik ani, and he'll declare himself a tzadik, a self-proclaimed righteous man. You have to think, what am I trying to get rid of? Rachzarach lifnas machshav to mikodem ubevadai yimtza shum chametz. If a person stops and thinks, he'll realize that I for sure have some chametz that I need to try to get rid of. Okay. Back to the middle of the page. We do not recite the bracha of Shechianu on this mitzvah. Why do we not recite Shechianu on this mitzvah? So according to just normative halachic sources, the Torah says maybe we're somech, he says the name of his father, the Rosh, maybe we're somech on the Shechianu we're going to make on Yantif. The Taz says that's a little late in the game. All right, it's a different Sfarim tried to answer. But he explains to us, Alpi Pnimis, you know I don't make Shechianu? I never heard this until I saw it here. Ein mevarchin bircha Shechianu al mitzvah zu, kevet she'ein achshav haschala zman biuro. Biur chametz is not beginning right now. We've been working on it for a while. Who is the first chametz that we fought against? Haman, Achashverosh, Amalek. It's all chametz. Shekvar hischil pu'ulas hashpasaso ubiuro, shloshim yom kodem achag. 30 days before Pesach, it was Purim. Biyom Purim al yedei mitzvas mechias Amalek, by destroying Amalek, that is what? That is the beginning of the Biur Chametz. Shu shoras ha-sitra achra. So therefore, the Shechianu of the Megillah, he writes in the left-hand column in Osir Aleph, Shechianu de Megillah koya v'dikas Chametz. Shechianu. That's a new announcement to make in shul, you know? By Shechianu, they always say, you should have in mind the other mitzvahs hayom. The Shechianu on the Megillah is also going on the Suda, and the Shalach Manos, and Matanos Levionim. But now we have to say, and it's also going on your Bedikas Chametz. Because as we defeat Amalek, this is the beginning of getting rid of our Chametz. Amazing idea, no? Let's read footnote Yud Aleph, in the left-hand column. B'bnei Yisaschar, and other, Shaulin v'darshin behelchos ha-Pesach chodem la-Pesach shloshim yom. We know that certainly when it comes to Pesach, shloshim yom kodem achag, we begin to be shaulin v'darshin. V'kosu harbe me'aposkim, shloshim yom daika, u'maschilim min yom ha-Purim. When we say 30 days, we mean 30 days. We want to attach Purim to Pesach. I know I told some of you that when the Imre Emes, when the Ger Rebbe would get out of his seat from the Purim Suda, as he stood up, he would recite the first Mishnah of Sachem. So as he ended his Purim, he said, Oral Arbas, Arvoidkin, it's a Chametz learn. Okay, so he's being Makasher, Purim to Pesach directly. Velo Davar Reku, right? And that which in Halacha we try to connect Purim to Pesach is not at all an empty matter, he says. Vatama Pima Shakasav Harava Kadosh Baal Chesed Avram. Many of the Svarim like to quote this idea. The Chesed Avram was the, I never remember, it's the grandfather or the great grandfather of the Chidah. The great Sfaradi Chacham from the 1700s, Chaim Yosef David Azulai. So either his grandfather, his great-grandfather was Avraham Azulai, the Chesed LaAvraham. So he says an amazing idea. He says, every year, b'chol shana v'shana, shloshim yom kodam ha-Pesach, Shem yizbarach b'rov rachamav v'chasadav, mamzi pidyon labanav. for the 30 days leading up to Pesach, starting when? Starting on Purim, Hashem begins a process of redeeming the Jewish people. Hagam shehavonos nafsho sam shekuos chas v'shalom b'shari tuma, even in a low place. Va'osan sholshim yom kodin l'Pesach, Hashem yorach motzi osam b'chol yom v'yom chelek echad upoda osam. So for 30 days, every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us one of Mitzrayim. Now, I never understood, and if anyone has a pshat, right, we talk about the 49 levels of Tumah. So Chesed Avraham has this idea, for 30 days, every day Hashem moves you up one level, till you come to Pesach. But why are we only climbing 30 levels? Maybe we should climb 49 levels. But like, why are we starting from 30? Right, as we said, each day, it's another... Each day, b'chol yom, it's another chelek of this 30. Ad ki b'leil yudalid b'nisan heim omdim chutz l'tuma. Right? So told when we come to the night of Bedikas Chametz, we're out of the tuma. I don't really, what's 30? What's this, what is the number 30? U'v'leil tesvav heim b'nei choren l'gamri, but by the time we get to Pesach, Hashem wants us to be clean. So Hashem is helping us each day, lifting us a little bit further out of the dirt. Okay? And then he writes, "Uldati tizbone lamba shloshim yom daika." Maybe we could say the following: by 30 days. So he says, maybe 30, right? And Dafka starting from Purim. Here's what he says. See if you like it. He says, "Ki hinein itzavino amachias amale gimel mitzos miminyan taryag." That when it comes to defeating Amalek, we have to defeat Amalek in three different ways: in machshava, b'dibur, u'v'maisa. We have to not forget what Amalek did to us. We have to zachor b'peh. We have to remember orally by declaring, we're not going to forget, right? And then we actually have to fight against Amalek. So he says, if you fight Amalek in these three dimensions of machshava, dibur, and maisa, and you fight them through the 10 levels, right? 10 spheros of each of these machshava, dibur, maisa. So that's 30 levels in total. Okay. Then he says, the truth is, in a 30-day period, in 30 days, how many hours are there? What's 30 times 24, he says, at the top of the next page. He says, 30 days, what's 30 times 24? 720. So he says 720 is 3 times Amalek in Gematria, 240 times 3. So really, over the 30 days, we defeat the three dimensions of Amalek: Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa. I didn't get to check carefully, but I was thinking maybe you could also say, you know, the defeat of Amalek, if you just look at the next paragraph on page Membeis, it says, Mechias Amalek yeh be'erev Pesach. We defeat Amalek on Erev Pesach. We defeat Amalek on Erev Pesach. It's an Indian. We defeat Amalek on Erev Pesach. The Torah even brings it, right? That we defeat Amalek on Erev Pesach. So, what were the Jews doing on Erev Pesach? In Mitzrayim, they were busy with the Karban Pesach, right? They were busy preparing the first Karban Pesach. And then they took the blood of the Karban Pesach and they put it on their doorpost, and that protected their homes. So I have to just check the Pasuk carefully. Right? How does the Pasuk describe placing the blood on the doorpost? Anyone know? Like at the moment that they put it, what does it say? You have a Pasuk? We have the Pasuk? Can we pull that up quickly on their phone or something? I don't want to take too much time from it. Does the pasuk say midamo? You take from its blood, sprinkle it on the doorpost.
It would be in Exodus what?
It would be in Exodus. I don't know. 12. When Hashem tells them, take the Karban Pesach. Here, what does it say?
Take a line of the room.
Aha, v'lachu min hadam. It says, take min hadam.
He has a parable about the dam, called Pesach.
It's in Perek Yud Beis. V'ra'isi es hadam. Aha. I was curious if it said anywhere, I was thinking over Shabbos, I was curious if it said anywhere in the Pasuk that you take, you know, midam ha-Pesach. I don't think the word midam, maybe midamo appears one place. I don't know, I was thinking midam. I was thinking on Shabbos. Midam is Rosh Tevos Machshava Dibur Maisa. Midam. So I don't look into the word midam and see. But that would fit very nicely here, right? If on Erev Pesach, with the downfall of Amalek, which we're trying to defeat in the three dimensions of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, so you take Midam Avesa, but again, the pasuk says Lakach Min Hadam. So it doesn't work as well. Okay. Okay, so let's go back to the main text. Yeah? So again, so Purim is really the beginning. The Shechiyanu of Purim is the beginning of the Bir HaChametz. Okay, back in the middle on page Mem Aleph. Diadua kamoshi yesh bekomas hakadusha eser sviros kadoshois. Just like we know there are 10 sviros in holiness, right? Chabad chagat nahim. Chachma bina das. Chesed gevura teferes. Netzach hod yesod malchus. The 10 sviros. Kein yesh kenegdan bekomas hasitra acha gam kein eser kisrin de misavusa. Misavusa means tuma. It's Aramaic for tuma. So too, there are ten madregos of tuma. We want to defeat Amalek in three dimensions: machshava, dibur, and maisa. And again, like he explained, there are ten levels within each of these three dimensions, and that's the 30 days that we're engaged in this process of Bir HaChametz. Okay, so even though the Ikar Bedika is the night of Yudalid, but it's really a process that began on Purim. Okay, let's turn the page. V'lachein. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nieh B'Dvaro. V'lachein B'Higia Le'al Yudalid Nisan. So when we finally arrive at Yudalid Nisan, we're ready to finish off Amalek once and for all, so now we can make the bracha al Bir HaChametz. We search out the chametz in all the cracks and crevices. Make sure there's not a tiny trace of a malik left inside you. And of course, symbolically, we want to cleanse all these 10 dimensions of the 10 spheres through the 10 pieces of bread that we put out. We put out 10 pieces of bread, and where do we put them? Bezavios habayis, scattered in hidden places in the house, because again, we want to get rid of all the amalek that's hidden in our hearts and in our minds. Dayudeshi yechapis achareyim levarum yizbar esr kisrin demisavusa. And by doing this, we try to negate and destroy the 10 negative dimensions of impurity. Vilachain. So therefore, when you're searching out these 10 pieces, and you're doing it imhaner, you're doing it by the light of a candle, hadolek shviyado, which is illuminated in your hand, haromez al ur hashchina kadosha, light, of course, being a remez to the shchina, the ur haner, levar hamida hara, ur hashchina kadosha, levar hamida hara shoromezes aleha. So with each piece of bread that you find, again, this is a pretty lofty kavana, but it's not impossible to think, I want to correct my chachma, my bina, my das, I want to correct my chesed, I want to correct my gevura, I want to correct my teferes, I want to fix each of the 10 spheros and move them into the realm of kedusha and out of the realm of tuma. Uleknos kenegda hamida tova bekedusha. So he just goes very quickly through the ten pieces of bread, or the 10 spheros. Right, but Psisa Rishona, the first piece of bread, Yechavin Levatal Hachachma Hachitzonis Mimocho. I want to get rid of all sorts of foreign ideas that are in my head. Ulaherba Chachma Kadosha. I want to attach myself to holy wisdom. Leval Yischachin Bechachmasa Asher Hishpia Hashem Yisbarach Medishmasa Rak Lavodas Boral Terasim Letosav. I want to use my brain for Torah. I want the ideas. I want the things that pop into my head. That's what Chachma means. The beginning of an idea. I want the ideas that pop into my head to be Torah ideas. I want a chiddush to just pop into my head, as opposed to all sorts of, you know, strange foreign ideas popping into my head. But psisa shniya, the second piece of bread, yechavin letachin koach habina. I should think about the koach of bina. What is bina? What do I pops into my head? But what do I meditate upon? Lizbon b'machshavto harchavas rayonas avaso viraso. And bina also includes the expansion of one's love and one's fear. When I contemplate something, that means I'm attached to the idea. Bina means a deeper attachment to an idea. So what ideas do I have to? What ideas do I push out of my mind? The psisa hashlishis, on the third bed, I think about das, the sphere of das. Yechavin lekasher daito machshavto lemidotov. I try to fully attach my thinking to my emotions. Liesnag al pihoroth av of yirashomocho. That the concept of love and fear, as it exists on an intellectual level, will actually permeate from an idea to something concrete, and permeate into the emotions. Not only remain in the mochin, in the mind, but it should enter into the midos, into the lower part of a person. The psisa harviyas, the fourth piece, which is chesed, yivatal av ra milibo. I don't want to love. Chesed is an expression of love. I don't want to love things that are usher for me to love. Rak la'avas Hashem uligmol chesed letovim. I want to love Hashem, and I want to perform acts of kindness for those who are good and deserving. The fifth piece of bread, yechavin levatam imenu hayira hara. I want to get rid of all sorts of false types of fear or awe. Who do I look up to? Who do I stand in awe of? Right? Ulis achzer begvur gedola shal over ratzonius bach. And to generate a certain harshness, a gvura, against those who oppose Hashem. The sixth piece of bread, which is tiferes, a person says, I want to get all sorts of false tiferes, all sorts of beautification, right? Things that I'm attached to. Hisparus, fekishut la'avera. Sometimes we not only we do an avera, but we're like, we're mechabit an avera, you know? We do it with a smile. As opposed to like, you know, I'm giving into a taifa, but like, nah, and enjoy it, you know, behidr mitzvah, like a hidr avera. Yeah, although they say, who said? The Rebbe of Zusha said. The Rebbe of Zusha said, I've never seen a Jew who made a l'shem yichud on doing an avera. That was like a limud zchus, you know. He says, when a Jew does a mitzvah, he says, l'shem yichud kutcher b'richu shchinte. Yeah, he said, I never saw a Jew make a l'shem yichud on avera. Meaning, even we do it, l'shem yichud, but again, by a tzaddik, like, that's part of doing the mitzvah of b'shleimus. So I think it was Rebbe of Zusha who said, like, I never saw a Jew make a l'shem yichud on avera. I mean, a Jew never does an avera b'shleimus. But a little bit, tiferes, we sometimes have a tiferes, we beautify an avera, and I don't want to do that anymore. Number seven, the seventh piece of bread, yechavin levato imenu midas anitzachon l'ra, right? Netzach. Netzach means what? Netzach means a certain desire to conquer. Lenatzach. Sometimes I want to fight against to be a Jewish person who I am annoyed that he took my seat in shul. Or I'm upset that his perfectly legitimate business is doing better than mine, so he becomes my enemy, and I want to destroy him. Rather, what should I fight against? I want to fight and defeat my Yitzhara. Number eight, hod. Don't give praise and talk in a positive way. In a way of praise about bad things or wicked things, rak lahodos lishmo yisbarach, rather to sing the praises of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Number nine, top of the next page, the psisa tshias, the ninth piece, yisod, yechavin levato lekroa kesher sitra achar imenu liskasher al Hashem yisbarach bekesher amitz vechazak. Right, yisod is a sphira that has a lot to do with attachment, with connecting, and I don't want to be connected to unholy things. I want to be connected to you, Hashem. With a strong kesher shel kayama. And that's why Yosef at Tzadik, who's Yesod, the Gemara says in Sota, had he sinned with Eishes Potiphar, he would have become attached to her like a person is chained to a, would have been chained to him like a kelev, is the Lashon of the Gemara. And a vera could be tied to you like a dog. I don't know exactly what the image of tied to you like a dog is, but you know, dogs are a malik also, yeah.
I really want to know what hod means.
What does hod mean?
Yeah. He's
in to ask you. What is the midah of hod? What does it mean to you?
I don't know. I think
Trinity
is majestic. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it is majestic. It's on that meaning. It's on the in the spheros. You have right side. You have left side. And you have middle.
Right.
Right side is masculine. Left side is feminine. Right side is active. Left side is more passive. So Hod is a midah of Aaron HaKohen. Right. I mean, each of the spheres corresponds to a different personality. Moshe is Netzach and Aaron is Hod. Purim is Netzach and Chanukah is Hod. Hod is a certain submissiveness, a certain humility. I know it sounds like Moshe, I know that on Chanukah we fought. Right? But Hod is an ability to be modet, to say thank you, to admit, to confess, to appreciate someone else doing something for you. Lahodos ilahalal, to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be on the receiving end. That tzach is, I want to conquer. Hod is, I want to be conquered. I want to acknowledge that Hashem, you do everything for me. But there's a certain beauty to it, which is why it's called Hod. I know I'm not explaining it well. Okay. We'll have to do a little research on Hod. Okay, and number 10 is Malchus. The last piece of bread is Malchus. And a person should be machavin, to be mevatel, what? Ol hayetzer hara v'asetra achra. I want to free myself. I don't want the yetzer hara to be my melech, but I want Hashem to be my melech. I want Hashem to be the melech over me. V'yesh no'agin lasim p'sisei ha'chametz ala chalono. Some people put the chametz on the window, on the windowsill. Why? Why do you put it on the windowsill? Because the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Allah mavis b'chaloneinu. Death has entered through our windows. Death has entered through our windows. Some tzaddikim of recent years like to make a play on this pasuk, and they say this is like a vart that they say at internet asifas, that Allah mavis b'chaloneinu, right? Like the Windows operating system on your PC. For those who have those types of computers still. So, and also, Allah mavis b'chaloneinu, that through our computers, through our windows, all sorts of troubles have made their way into the Jewish home. And it's true. It sounds like a silly vart, but a very true vart, unfortunately. Shal yedea chatam nistam chalonei arakiach l'zashom. Right? Meaning, what happens when the windows, when the entry points of Hashem's Shefa into our home, light shines through the window. A lot of things come through the door. If the window represents one thing that's entering the house, it's what? It's or. Or l'arbasar. Or of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if chametz is at the windows, then it's blocking out the hashpa of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why some people dafka put the chametz on the windowsills. Okay, each person should do whatever their minhag is with that. But this is brought in Tzfarim. It's brought in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Magen Avraham. Such an idea. Ulemacharaso be'erev Pesach b'boker, yikach es chametz hanishar im elu asar psisim v'yisarfam. So now, the next day, you wake up, Erev Pesach, turn the page, and you burn the chametz. U'v'shas ha'sreifa yechavein ha'pasuk lahava t'lahit rishayim. And when you burn the chametz, you should think, I'm destroying all of the rishayim in this flame. It's all going up in smoke. Like we just had this past Shabbos in the Shabbos HaGadol, where we long for the day that what? That Hashem's response will be, you know, Boer Ka'esh. Like a tanur, boer ka'esh, like a fiery furnace, consuming negativity. That's why the best way to do biur chametz is sreifa. Not the only ishita, but that's the best way to do it. Va'oz yuchel lekabel lav ol machas shemayim shleima. And of course, when you destroy the chametz, that is the way of accepting Hashem. Again, the 10th piece of chametz, that last one, the knockout punch, so to speak, and then you burn the chametz, then you've made Hashem king over you. So that's why the Sfarim say that Tashbisu, which is the Torah's word for what? Ridding your home of chametz. Tashbisu is Gematria 1118, which is Gematria Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So by destroying the chametz, you've re-accepted Kabbalah Soma Chashmai. Yeah.
Don't we say that fire also represents Torah?
Yeah.
So if the Yitzhara is chametz and ends up putting the Yitzhara on the Torah, then why burning the fire? Why
yeah.
Fire?
Interesting. Only the Torah has the koach to really, right, to defeat the Yetzirah, to consume the Yetzirah. That's right. How did the Jews bake their matzah when they left Mitzrayim? The dough didn't have time to rise, right? They also didn't have time to bake. So if you look in the Targum Yonasan, it says that they took the matzah out, and they took the matzah out of Mitzrayim, they were carrying it in the desert, and they put it, I think the lashon is they like put it on their heads, and then it baked in the hot sun. They baked their matzah in the sun. Now for sure it says in Targum Yonasan. They baked their matzah in the sun. So there's a shaila about that in halacha. Like, is that, can you, would that work? Is the sun hot enough to... You actually bake the matzah in the sun. So I heard that Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer called, what's it called? He has a svarim on the Rambam in Zeraim. Derech Amunah? You know what I'm talking about? I think it's called Derech Hamuna. So in there, Rav Chaim Kanievsky addresses this question. What does it mean? They bake the matzah in the sun? So he says, well, the sun, the Jews left right as the sun was coming up. And it says, I think in the Medrash, that when the sun comes up, the sun passes by the Pesach of Gehenna, and the sun draws from the heat of Gehenna. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky had a whole cheshbon how the fact that because the sun in the early morning is heated by the fires of Gehenna, so the sun is extra hot, and then like halachically they were able to bake their matzah in the sun. I was thinking the yachatz, right? The other week I was thinking yachatz is gematria Gehenna. Yachatz, the breaking of the middle matzah, which is the lechem oni, that's the real matzah of the Seder, is gematria Gehenna. So I was thinking, why is yachatz gematria Gehenna? But then I heard this idea that Chaim Kanievsky explained that the only reason the Jews were able, based on the Targum Yonasan, to bake their matzah in the sun is because the sun was heated at that point of the day from the fires of Gehenna. So it was b'schus, the fires of Gehenna, that they were able to have the matzah. But then there's more to think about also. I think that the matzah, again, forget the remez that yachatz is gematria Gehenna. The matzah that they had, right? Again, I'm not saying it clear because I don't remember how it goes. But he has a whole cheshbon in halacha that it was only because the sun is heated at that point of the day by the fires of Gehenna that they were able to halachically bake their matzah. But it's something to think about. The Jews who left Mitzrayim, their matzah was baked by the fires of Gehenna. I understand what that means. It means Hashem is saying, you're on the 49th level of Tumah. You deserve to be in Gehenna. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way is saying to Klal Yisrael, like, I'll give you the matzah of Cheiros, you know, cooked with the fires of your own Averos. I'm not sure exactly how to say it, but definitely something interesting there to think about. Okay. V'amar HaRav HaGon, Rav HaKadosh, Rapinchas Mikaretz, Rapinchas Karetzer said, now again, it sounds like this is a lot to think about during B'dikas Chametz. True. But Rav Pinchas Karetzer said, "She'im hayu kol Yisrael sarfet es hachametz bekavana haniskaras." Rav Pinchas Karetzer said, "If we would just think about what we're actually trying to do when we destroy the chametz, shehu bir avodah zarah shogayv umidos ra'os." If we would think about these concepts, hayu yoser kal ischazik begalus hakasha, it would be much easier for us to survive in the galus. You know, we do a much better job from one year to the next being good Jews if we got rid of our chametz and really were mechaving to destroy all the dimensions of the Yitzhara. Because Yizkel Yizahir b'chol yemei achag. Okay, have 5 more minutes. That's it. Because Yizkel Yizahir b'chol yemei achag. If a person is careful over the course of the entire Yom Tov, not to have any chametz, mimashu chametz, azay muvtach lo sheyinatzel b'chol hashana meyetzahara. Then he's guaranteed. If you are 100% chametz free, then you are guaranteed not to do averas the whole year. Uvim yechta chas v'shalom lo yishar b'cheta. And if you do an avera, then you're not going to remain in a state of sin. But I thought you're guaranteed. So look at Chaf Beis, look at note Chaf Beis in the left column. Hanizer mimashu chametz muftach lo shelo yachta. Yadua mashakasa beberhetiv. The berhetiv on Shulchan Aruch brings from the Arizal that hanizer mimashu chametz of Pesach muftach lo shelo yachta kol hashana. He's guaranteed never to do an avera. However, in the Imre Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Karetzer was not happy with this. Because he says, the Bekisvei Arizal does not say you're guaranteed, it says it helps. Sheyowil lo, shelo yechta, kol hashana. If your chametz free on Pesach, it'll make it easier to be sin-free during the year. Right? But there are people who are chametz free on Pesach and still do some aveiros during the year. I mentioned, did I tell you this yesterday? From the Siach Sarfei Kodesh? In the Siach Sarfei Kodesh, it says there was one tzaddik who every year got new dishes for Pesach. So they said, why do you do that? It's such a chumrah. He said, because the Arizal says that a person who's chametz free on Pesach is guaranteed not to do averos during the year. And I know for a fact I did averos during the year. Which means I know that I wasn't 100% chametz free last Pesach. Which means my dishes aren't kosher. So he got new dishes every year. But according to this, there's no guarantee that you're not going to do averos. It's just... it just helps that a person should do less averos. Okay, let's finish the piece. So again, a person should be chametz free. V'shlo yishlot the love koach ha'atzvus. Again, he should be freed not only from the chametz of gaiva, but also from the sadness that comes with sin. And he should be a leiv sameach la Torah v'avoda kol yamav. He should be a life of Torah and mitzvos. Lachain yesh liyishtadel lizaher b'chol hachumros v'zihirus v'milei dechasidei shenagu avosinu v'avosinu v'imei depischa. Therefore, we should take every minhag and every chumra very seriously. V'chol amar b'lizar harezem eshubach u'marichin lo yamo v'shenosav. And every chumra that a person adds on Pesach, even though all year round chumras have to be thought of very carefully, but on Pesach chumras are seen as a very beautiful thing. Just do one last footnote. Chaf Dalet. Kol hachumros b'Pesach hashuvim v'heima tachshitim la'kedusha. The chumros of Pesach are like jewelry. You know, you like to buy a new suit for Pesach, or you like to buy a new, a new dress for Pesach for the women, or a piece of jewelry. Yeah, so the chumros of Pesach are like beautiful jewelry of holiness. Harav Kadosh Rebbeinu Mipreshischa Zatzal Amar B'zeh Halashon. Kol achumros sheYisrael machmirim v'nogim v'Pesach heim tachshitin l'kedusha. And he says it's like a necklace. It's a necklace that a Jew wears. So again, we shouldn't cut corners. Anything we could do to be that much more chametz free is a good thing. I went last night to Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger's house to watch him kasher, because we're home for the first time this year for Pesach. So I went to his house and said, Rebbe, I want to watch you kasher. So I went. The Rebbetzin told me, okay, we're starting 11:15 p.m. That's like when their night starts, after they get off the phone with all the people they're busy with. So I went. So the Rebbetzin said to me, she said, my husband paskins a lot of things, but there's a lot of things I also do just because, like, that's what, like, my mother and my grandmother did. She's like, we kasher the counters, and then we also cover the counters. I was like, you do that because you have to? She's like, no, I do that because for chinuch, for my children, for my grandchildren, they should see that the house looks different on Pesach. They should just see that the kitchen looks like a different kitchen on Pesach. And she said, this is, it's a chumrah. It's 100% it's a chumrah. But chumras are part of the beauty of Pesach. You see extra layers of tinfoil and whatever, and wrap. It all comes to beautify. It's a form of jewelry. So again, all year round, you have to be careful. Not every chumrah should be adopted. On Pesach, if a person wants to be a little more stringent, it's a way of having a little bit more emunah, a little bit less gaiv and avodah zarah, so destroy the yitzhar. Okay, shkoyach.
Thank you.
Okay.
The line that Boston.
Yeah, that's the line.